All right, welcome back from recess. It's 11:22. Kent, are you still with us?
He might be on the phone with one of them.
Yeah, he could be. Carrie and Jordan, while we're waiting, do you guys have anything for us today?
I missed the tourism of faith. I just wanted to add, we have the Outlaw Jamboree this weekend. KTV road trip, and we'll be here Monday and Tuesday. I'm not sure if that was mentioned or not.
Thank you.
Of course.
I don't have anything. I was just listening.
Thanks, Carrie.
Yeah.
Did we come up, I say we loosely, with a new date for the senior meeting? Or is it still, did it end up defaulting back to tomorrow? Okay. There was a bunch of back and forth, and then I never caught up with...
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Will you be able to text me a link?
I will do that. I've got, I should have brought up the MOA and the other. Will you be here for a little bit?
And I can stop at your office
okay.
If you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'll.
Or leave it out for me.
I'll leave it out for you. I just need your signature. I've got Sandy's, I've got Marie's. I need your signature as the council member, or the commissioner.
Okay.
Yeah, for the MOU and the bylaws.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to do it by my phone tomorrow.
And that's fine.
So if you'll text me a link, that'll be an easy way for me to get on.
Yep. I'm just trying to start getting us geared up for the pancake breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to take some time to...
And that'll still be the Monday of Labor Day?
Yes.
Okay. Because
I'm losing volunteers quickly.
Okay.
So we've got to start recruiting some more volunteers.
Good. Jeff, what do you have for us? Anything?
Just happy to be here.
Very good. Well, thanks for being here.
Of course.
On those bylaws and what was the other thing?
MOU.
MOU. Those are the same ones. There haven't been any edits or changes.
No, they're the same ones.
From what we've reviewed previously.
I just have been... overwhelmed with other things.
Understood.
To get this going.
Understood.
So I need to get it going again. The town did do some work inside the senior center. The door that was the accordion door that would never open or shut, we've taken that out and put in a real door. The glass door that wouldn't open or shut, we took that off and fixed that. And I blocked the kitchen down completely because we rented it out a few times. And
was it left in the condition that you
worse than
provided
that is,
it?
Worse than that is they took some things.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't afford that. So now we locked it down. I put locks on both doors. And, we'll rent out the space. But we won't let them use the kitchen. We just can't afford to keep replacing.
Unless they pay a big enough deposit. That
well, I...
Commissioners, are we back on the record?
We are. Yeah, we're just patiently
we
waiting if you have some information for us.
I do. I just spoke with Alan. And what I'm going to do is work with Carrie to reword the that letter. So it's not a letter of recommendation, but a letter of approval. And then my recommendation to the board is going to be that it should be a letter addressed to the town of Manila with a CC to county commissioner, so that you just certainly are kept in the loop, but that it would be a approval. And then once that letter is circulated, that will start the 30-day appeal process. What do you think?
Yeah, the only my only question is, what you just ended with, the
another 30 days.
And when does the 30 days start? Does it start with the approval that happened last week or forthcoming?
I think it would start with the original approval, but normally that's the case. What I'm trying to avoid, and you can see some hesitation here because I don't want to. I want to make sure we check all the boxes.
For sure.
I would hate to have someone come back in and say, well, it appeared it was a recommendation, not an approval, so we didn't know the 30 days started ticking. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. It does.
And really, I mean, I think that they can move forward with this, meaning the town can move forward with this, getting their final approval from DOT and any other changes to the plan based on the conditions imposed, and see whether or not there's something that's appealed in the process.
But that's the risk if, in terms of the 30-day. If it is appealed, how much have you invested in the event that the appeal has standing and is recognized?
And who do they appeal to? Do they appeal to the county commissioners, or do I need to get the state ombudsman involved?
No, it goes to the county commissioners.
As the Board of Adjustments. Correct.
Yeah, because they are the Board of Adjustments.
And that same 30 days, does that apply to the other conditional use permits as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else we need to discuss before we adjourn? I think that goes over the items that are outlined on the agenda. Am I missing anything?
Not unless anybody's aware of a need for a closed.
Good question. I'm not.
Not hearing anything.
And I'm not hearing any.
No, I don't know of any.
Oh, can I go back to correspondence, and I apologize to the minutes and to the clerk to go back to correspondence, but I did see in our email that the 40-year plan was mailed to and received, or at least acknowledged, by water rights on the extension for those particular water rights relative to the reservoir. So I was glad to see some movement there. And I don't know.
Good point. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Sorry to hold us up.
No, that's important. I appreciate you remembering that. Okay, well, if there is nothing else to discuss, I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 11:37. We're adjourned.